Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Traffic, R80 Mobile Pony Highway, Hairpin Bend, still very busy. Also, two accidents and a bit of slow-moving traffic coming southbound into that area. And Johannesburg, on the whole, looking very, very good, except for the queue of traffic because of the accident on the N12 eastbound heading out towards Jet Park Road.
The bail applications of the newly arrested in the Fort Hare University corruption and fraud investigations have concluded today. Slain rapper AKA's former bodyguard, Anwar Khan, was granted 200,000 rand bail, while his co-accused, Terence Joubert, was denied bail in the Dimbaza Magistrates Court today. And then EFF leader Julius Malema is adamant that his party will make it to the union buildings after the elections, saying his deputy, Floyd Chivambu, can be a capable finance minister. Then moving abroad, NATO countries have agreed to give Ukraine more air defenses after desperate pleas from Kiev for advanced systems to shoot down Russian attacks. This is according to the Alliance chief Jens Stoltenberg earlier today. On the global business front, Antonio Senatore from Cartesian Capital underscores the impact of tensions in the Middle East on the markets.
Against Iran caused a bit of a risk or flight to safety theme this morning, and we saw a classic reaction to that. You know, people were going to the safety of the Swiss franc, the dollar, US treasuries, which did cause some rand weakness today. And then Brent crude oil jumped above $90 a barrel as supply could potentially be impacted by the conflict. And then gold, as a classic safe haven asset, moved above $2,400 an ounce this morning.
And then after Iran downplayed this attack, in the Senatore's words, the gains paired out.
It's very news sensitive on the geopolitical front at the moment, but the big question mark from here is what will Iran do and who on the global stage does this draw in? So it's very complicated and the outcome is uncertain. In addition to that, inflation in the US has also been quite robust. The interest rate cutting cycle in the US is probably going to be later and more shallow, which keeps the yield in US dollars attractive for longer, and that might also be supporting the dollar.
Earlier today, a dollar traded at 19 rand 10, a euro 20 rand 37, and a pound 23 rand 71. Gold traded at $2,391.98 per fine ounce, and oil at $87.63 for Brent crude oil. I'm Madeline Dayfrischer. More news at 7.
Well, we start off with the live action right here from Supersport Park in Centurion, where it is the Trans-EXK Derby between the Momentum Multiply Titans and the Lions. The Titans won the toss and chose to bowl first. They're going pretty well at the moment, 43-2. The men back in the pavilion for the Lions, Ryan Rickleton and Rassie Van Addison on 7 and 6 respectively. So the score there after 6 overs at the power play, 43-2. In the other live match that's on the go at the moment, that sees the Chennai Super Kings up against the Lucknow Super Giants. The Super Kings made 176 for 6 in their 20 overs in response so far. After 7 overs, the score is at 63 without loss for the Lucknow Super Giants. And while batting for them, of course, is Deepak Chahar and Tahar Despande managing to play for the Lucknow Super Giants. And looks like a wicket is almost falling, but that was 6 runs, in fact, here at Supersport Park in Centurion. So now the score at 49-2. Top seed Alexander, he hopes that his hopes of a third title at home on clay in Munich, they went up in flames. He went down to the world number 106. And Pep Guardiola, he's revealed that Erling Haaland could miss Saturday's FA Cup semi-final against Chelsea. It's happening at Wembley tomorrow. Haaland was substituted before the start of extra time in the Champions League quarter-final second leg defeat against Real Madrid on Wednesday. And Victor Skete, he's one of the on-loan Cheetahs players named in the Ospreys Match Day 23 with the DHL Stormers in Cape Town. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM.